And welcome to our Spotlight series. We are delighted to have a really exciting customer with us today, Joellen Grysib, founder director of Impact Factory. So welcome to our FIFO Spotlight, Joellen. Delighted to be speaking with you today.
And I'm equally delighted to have been invited. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. It would be great for our listeners if you could just start by telling us a little bit about Impact Factory, please.
I shall indeed. We are a company that's been going for just under 30 years, and we are a training company, but it's training in anything to do with the communication, the way people interact. And we've been very well known for our face-to-face, dynamic, exciting, interactive, experiential work that's fun, enthusiastic. We have 24 trainers, so we're spread across skills, which is primarily the acting world and the psychology world, the psychotherapy world. My business partner is an actor. I'm a psychotherapist, and we've combined the best of those professions into a very interesting way of training people. And our clients range from large multinationals across the globe to small organizations, charities, local authority. And we do lots of one-to-one work, and we run a series of open courses, which is how we know you. And a lot of our work is also tailored training for our large clients.
Great. And obviously you use the fun and all those exciting adjectives to describe your training course. What makes your training courses unique in that sense?
There's a number of things. One is that one of the key things is that trainers have to work with us for 2 years before they're allowed to be in a training room. I mean, they're in training rooms as almost as an apprentice, but it takes 2 years to really understand the depth of the work that we do. Because it's based a lot on psychology, it is understanding how to read people, how to get the best out of them. The other unique quality is that we are solely strengths-based training. We don't sort of point a camera at someone and tell them what they're doing wrong or what they need to improve. It actually is all developmental, based on what people already do well. And we very much are that there isn't a right way. There's the way that makes you feel more in charge of whatever the media is. So whether it's presentation or leadership or conflict management, whatever the communication issue might be, it's what suits you rather than something sort of, you know, one size fits all.
It sounds so exciting, you know, to really focus on the strengths of an individual or a company, as opposed to, as you say, sort of drawing on their weaknesses. So I think, you know, it's a testament to you guys for having been going for so long that it's obviously a really successful method that lots of your clients keep coming back to. I know you've got some very loyal clients, which we'll talk about as we go through. And this year has been interesting, to say the least, in terms of the pandemic. And obviously you talk about how your training, you like to do it face to face to be able to read body language and things like that. But what has the experience been for Impact Factory over the last sort of 9 months, nearly a year now? And how have you been able to maintain those really important customer relationships?
Well, it's a great question, because the irony is that up until March of last year, 2020, if you had said, do you do online training? No, we don't do online training. Face-to-face is the only way. It's how you get the most out of people. Well, literally overnight, when we saw the handwriting on the wall and knew sort of at the beginning of March that things weren't going to go according to plan, we did a brainstorm with the majority of our trainers. At that point, we had a nice big training room that had what we are called cool walls that you can write on the wall. And we had three walls filled with how we were going to change from face-to-face to remote. And literally overnight, we did that. We figured out ways to use Zoom in particular, but we use all the Microsoft Teams and WebEx and any other platform that anyone wants, how to translate that excitement and energy and ability to read people into this new medium. And the trainers were creative and exciting, and it was thrilling to watch them do this And it is what saved the company.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine it was really, as you say, that stark, if you like, that either we adapt our business or we fail.
Yes, it was adapt or die. And certainly for the first 2 months, we plunged 95%. We lost 95%, as so many companies did, as people were adjusting, as we had to help convince people that our work was exciting, was still relevant, was still as practical as it had been before, just in a new way.
Yes. And I think for us at FIFO, you know, and lots of people listening, that's what they'll have really felt, that sort of pinch me moment that we really need to adapt our business. And we are so sort of staggered daily and weekly about how these customers have made these transitional changes. And actually, you know, as we adjust to this new normal, how moving forward they have changed their business in ways that they never thought they would have, or they've accelerated growth plans that perhaps they weren't considering, you know, for another 5 years. And I think, as you rightly say, and what I really want to talk about is how you put the customer, I guess, at the heart of that.
Well, the customer has always been at the heart of what we do, because everyone who, all of our trainers and myself and Robin Chandler, the other director, and even the home team, we are people, people persons. And so taking care of our clients was the number one thing that we were looking at. So initially we just didn't panic about looking at the loss of business. It was, how can we reach out to people? So initially we began running what we, free tasters. So a couple of times a month, we'd have an hour on a particular subject like resilience or working from home or assertiveness or leadership, and just to give our regular clients a taste of what it would feel like on remote. Once we got some momentum going, that's when FIFO really, you know, clicked in for us, because we could start getting feedback from clients who were doing our courses online and giving us reviews. And that was exceptionally important to us, because number one, we were getting feedback, and we got great feedback. And I think that people's expectations of online training has often been very low. People get talked at, or it's a webinar situation where it isn't interactive. And it completely changed with us, because people were astonished at what we could accomplish. So the more reviews we got, we could use those reviews in our marketing to convince people to give us a go.
And that's fascinating, isn't it? That going into that digital experience, reviews and feedback and customer learning has played such a big part in you being able to accelerate and grow.
Absolutely has to have been that way, because there was no, we were operating in a vacuum, as it were.
Yes.
And because we lost so much business at the beginning, and we needed to have something that would entice people back, just to say, have a go. And we did a guarantee on our open courses that if you experienced remote and you didn't get what you wanted, you could actually ask us for a free place on a face-to-face training in the future.
Okay. That's a really nice promise, you know, to, as you say, cater for all requirements that customers may have. So, Joellen, how exactly do you use FIFO at Impact Factory?
Well, it's very interesting, because everything is sort of, everything feels like a whole, even though that we request feedback after a course is run. Throughout the course, we will be asking people, are you getting what you want? Because you will have a chance to review the course at the end. So people are well briefed. Also, one of the things that we do is we phone the client or the delegate a couple of weeks after a course to see how they're doing, how they're getting on, if they have any questions. And at that point is when we say, okay, is there anything we could have done differently? And they can put that in FIFO. So it is a chance for us to get feedback on what works. we mostly get 5 stars. We occasionally get 4. And every once in a while, we've got a 2, which so shocks us that he's like, oh, my goodness, what have we done wrong? But what that does, it is just, okay, we have a process, check with the trainers, what happened. The trainers phone the delegate and say, you know, we're surprised, so why don't we hear what went wrong for you? Is there anything we can do differently? So we do take it on board. We take every piece of feedback very, very seriously, whether it's just this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, which is we get a lot. But also anybody who's discontent or hasn't got what they want, it's really important for us to know that because we can make little tweaks and adjustments to the work as it grows and develops.
Yes, that's so important because I can see that you reply to every single customer review, which, you know, with many of our customers is just not the case. And you've sort of already outlined this, but you obviously think that's really important to do.
Well, it's a form of thank you. Even if someone's given us a bad review, it's a form of thank you and acknowledging that they've taken the effort. We get a very close bond, even though we work with thousands of people over a year. You know, after the end of a course, you know, a couple of the trainers will ring me up and tell me what happened, and they remember their delegates and they will say, you know, I had a great time with Nick's and this is what happened, so that we all feel very connected to the people who come and do our work. So for me, it's extremely important to acknowledge that they have taken the effort and we appreciate that, and also to refer and reference what their experience does, which also helps other people in the future who might look at a review and see that we've taken the time to respond. And if they've had a question or brought something up, that's in the response as well. It's sort of like doing your thank you notes when you were younger. It feels the same kind of importance to connect that way. And it also breeds loyalty as far as we can see, is that people feel connected to me because I'm the one who usually does the responses. And if they've mentioned the trainers, I'll mention the trainers as well. Even if they haven't mentioned the trainers and the trainer has spoken to me, I'll say, oh, well, you know, Naina and Ottilie had a great time working with you, and we're so glad you've taken the time to respond. So all of those are very important in building up a loyal base, but also just a sense of connectedness.
Yes. And, you know, at this time, there's nothing more important than that, is there? And I think what you outlined so brilliantly is actually how services businesses can use reviews, you know, and customer insight to develop that loyalty and that customer engagement. We see so many customers who purely would use reviews on a product, like a purely sort of transactional basis. And what I'm really interested to hear from you is it's the service, you know, obviously you provide a service, but it's that service that you're really focused on. And actually it is really possible to use reviews to develop and enhance your service.
You can use the word service, but what we're doing is it's quite an intimate experience to go into a training and be vulnerable or excited or puzzled or angry or whatever emotions you bring into a training because you maybe been frustrated, you're doing a conflict management and you haven't been able to resolve something, or you're coming on an assertiveness course because you're feeling bullied at work, or it appears as though you're being bullied at work. So people are coming with quite an open attitude, and we want to reflect that, number one, in the training that they receive, but also in the care that we take, so that we see, that's why I said before, we see it as a whole. It's something holistic, in that the whole customer journey, to use that term, is from the moment they connect with Impact Factory, which is, you know, our service reviews, to the doing of the course, which is the product reviews, to the aftercare, is very, very important to us, because we are in a people business. It is service, but for us, it's a people business.
Yeah, absolutely. I can really see that. And you know, your passion is undeniable there. And, you know, the customer feedback and insight that you've gained over the last 9 months, particularly, Has that helped you evolve some of the training products or services that you now offer online?
Well, I think one of the, interestingly enough, although our trainers are brilliant and were brilliant in putting this together, the reviews really helped their confidence. We are in the right direction. We're doing well. We know what we're doing. And so I think that it gave them, all of us really, because we all developed the work together, but it gave a sense of, well, let's experiment and see what else we can do. And let's try this out. Let's try that out because that worked. Maybe something different would work. So we're continually developing the work. We just did it today. Someone had an idea, sent an email to everyone and said, how many can meet for just about 20 minutes and we can go through a new process that we want to do. And that comes from the confidence that we're going in the right direction. We're doing things that people enjoy and get something from. And the reviews, that's how we find out. We can ask, but there is something about the, we're not the middleman, you know, they're not reviewing to us, they're reviewing to an independent body. And so therefore, people can be more honest. And if they are taking the time, they are more honest. And that is also helpful.
Yes, it's that level of sort of integrity and transparency, as you say, that working with a platform like ours provides to you. And, you know, you've talked about, you pride yourselves on offering sort of tailored training and bespoke in kind of quite a vulnerable environment at times. And that sort of sense of, you know, personal service, I guess customer feedback is really important there. And not only to the product that you offer, but as you say, internally, you know, how reviews can be used to boost morale of your staff, your trainers. You know, that's something that we really try and encourage people to do, that they're not just reviews for products that people might be buying and how you can use it afterwards. It's use your reviews throughout the journey, use them to bolster morale internally, because ultimately, it's the people within a business that provide customer experience, and customer experience is what we're all looking for. So, Joellen, you pride yourself on being able to offer tailored training, which we've spoken quite a bit about, but how significant do you think the customer feedback is in providing such a personal service?
It's very important, because what we do is we tailor the work in the room to the delegates that show up. But at the same time, what we're looking at is from reviews, is there anything in a particular course that people have noticed, either positive or negative? And so that's fed back to the trainers, and they will take that into account when they're tailoring, because we want to give the clients, the customers, the delegates, the best experience they could possibly have. And so drawing from our reviews is always going to help our trainers improve or develop or expand what they do in the training room.
Yes, so being able to sort of pull keywords from specific reviews has really helped you to make improvements.
Yes, that absolutely happens, because we really take a look at the product review side of things, and that's where we get more information on things that we maybe need to do to change or improve the experience.
Makes complete sense. And have you used your reviews to make any improvements, other improvements to your business since you implemented FIFO?
I think that it all, when I use the word holistic before, I think it's all fits in together, because we're sharing the information. People will refer back to, remember that FIFO review we got? Do we need to do anything about X? So I think that it's become pivotal to how we run our business and how we develop our work. Because also, if we're not getting particularly any reviews, forget about good or bad, but maybe a course isn't getting a lot of reviews, so I might go back to the trainers and talk to them about maybe what their experience was in the room, or maybe the course isn't doing what it needs to do. And so we assess things from that point of view as well.
It's so fascinating to hear, but it's wonderful to hear an online training company actually using reviews in such a brilliant way, because I can think of another several other companies, you know, being involved in training myself, and they just don't do that. And I feel just serving a customer feedback form at the end of a course really just isn't capturing the exact kind of mood or momentum that you as a delegate might have been feeling. And I think you've really embraced that feedback as part of your business, you know, day to day, and improving that. And Joellen, moving, I guess, on from that, how have you used customer feedback and insights as part of your marketing?
Well, there isn't a piece of marketing that goes out that doesn't have a FIFO review on it and a link to our FIFO reviews. It is vital. It is vital, as I mentioned earlier, we are still in the process of convincing people that remote works, remote training works. And although we've had a, you know, a great number of our clients return and do remote, we still have a goodly number who are keep saying, we'll wait till it's face-to-face. So the more that they see that people are saying, this was delivered via Zoom and it was great, we convince them to come, give it a go, have a try. We still have that guarantee. If you didn't get what you want remote, you're welcome to a free place later on when it's face-to-face. No one's taken us up on that yet. So we're very successful there. But as I say, every piece of marketing has a link to our FIFO reviews and one that's relevant. Say if I'm marketing a line management, I'll take a FIFO review from the line management course. It's essential now. It is the primary way of showing people that we do have this independent body we work with. We're not, you know, trying to get happy sheets from anybody at the end of a course. We're actually giving them time to digest what their experience was, give it a couple of weeks, then send the FIFO. So they've had time to process it, and they've also had time to put things into practice. And that's very important for us, is that you just don't have a good time on the course. You go and you practice these things as soon as possible.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, that it's just so great to hear that. And I guess you touch on two things there, one being how important it is to really be able to provide, as a business that only was face to face, now a business that is doing so much more online, if not everything online. I guess two questions: will you go back to face to face training? Will you still continue online training? And how important is it that your experience is just as affected online as it is offline again when you're face-to-face? You know, will you take anything that you've learned in this period when you go back to face-to-face to from that you've learned from your online training courses?
Yeah, very good question. First off, we will never not do some form of remote. One of the joys that we've been able to do is to have delegates from all over the world. We might adjust the time for something, but we had a course where we had someone in Mexico City, someone in the Ukraine, people in London and the UK, and all we did was fiddle the timings, and we could run a storytelling course for all those people easily. So it's definitely going to be part of our future. That's number one. Number two, when we had that brief period where restrictions were lifted, we did hybrid courses because we had some people who absolutely wanted face-to-face and others who said, we don't want to travel. We live in Leicester or we live in Leeds. And so we would have some people dial in on Zoom or Teams or WebEx, and we'd have other people in the training room socially distanced. And that worked really well. So we may continue to run hybrid courses where there are people either from other parts of the world or who still are reluctant to travel or have realized that actually they're saving money by doing things remotely. The time and the stress and the energy of having to travel down from Newcastle, for instance, to London, actually they can avoid that and still get great training. So that's one thing that we've learned. And also there are clients who we can run things for. It's very tailored, that is remote, where they, you know, from the four corners of the globe. So we will not go back to solely doing face-to-face training.
No, I can understand that. I mean, it makes complete sense. And you know, it's been so great to hear this story, Joellen, because from a business that, you know, as you say, was preparing to die basically because of the pandemic, you've really switched things around. And I think that lots of our listeners will be able to relate to that, that kind of, you know, fight or flight scenario, that you really had to turn things around quickly. And, you know, we as FIFO, I guess, have just been delighted to be part of that journey. And I really like the fact that you really recognize the importance of a platform like ours with real customer reviews, you know, and that level of transparency, because we all know the review market is a large one. But have you got anything that you would say, you know, just to really, I guess, endorse that real review?
Well, I think that, you know, there's so much fake everything these days that there is something where you're creating trust with your audience. You can have, you know, we do get spontaneous reviews. We get, you know, people do a course and they'll send us an email and say, this is brilliant and feel free to use it. And we will say, would you mind doing the FIFO review when you receive it? Because we could publish what they've just sent us anyway, but there is something about having that outside source, as you say, transparent. Nobody's being forced to, nobody's, you know, it's not like we're saying, oh, please, would you give us a good review? It is a structure that allows people to say the truth of their experience. So that's certainly very important as the number of years we've been with you, to create trust and build up that sense of loyalty and responsibility and accountability.
Thank you, Joellen. That's just brilliant. And before I let you go, we ask every one of our Spotlight guests to share a tip or something that others might not know that has really worked well for them. So is there anything you would tell people about FIFO that they might not know, or something about the service, or, you know?
Yes.
Okay, great.
First off, because I took over from our then marketing manager, who's left the company, I was at sea to how to make this work really effectively. And meeting with your people and getting very clear about how to ask the right questions. Because what I realized is that we probably weren't asking as deep questions as we could. The other tip, absolutely respond to every review. Good, bad, meh. It doesn't matter. There is something about, if you want to continue to build your customer base and your loyalty, give something back. Yes, you've already given them either a product or a service, but there is something so important about feeling connected to your clients by responding to the effort that they've made.
Yes, and goodness knows, you know, that's what we're all looking for at the moment, isn't it? And they're the brands that we want to stick by.
Yes.
So you've just, you know, articulated that brilliantly. And so thank you so much, Joellen. That's really all that remains for me to say, really. You've been brilliant. You've given some great insights to our listeners. And I think that what you say at the end is do make sure, you know, you talk to your account manager at FIFO. You know, you really ask questions, because I think we often find with our customers that they maybe don't ask as many questions because they don't, you know, it hadn't occurred to them. But actually, by having that, we're here to help, you know, we're across the board, you know, to make your sort of business grow and, you know, stay with us in that sense.
And so, terrific people. I mean, it's been helpful from the moment I sort of took over this and wanting FIFO to work even better than it already had, and finding out, oh, there's this we could do and there's that we could do. So I think that the account managers have been great. You've been great. It feels like an organization that also is a service organization and wants to reach out and connect with its customers to help them be better. So it's a great mutual partnership.
Well, thank you for saying that, because we, you know, that's what we like to hear, and we really try and deliver that for our customers. So, Joellen, really, Impact Factory are doing great things. So thank you so much for your time today. If you want to listen to any more of our great customer stories, then please look for our podcast on our website, on the FIFO website. We're also delighted to say our series is now available on Spotify and also on Apple Podcasts. So just search FIFO Spotlight and you'll find them. And we'd love you to give us a follow or a subscribe there so you can keep in touch with our latest customer news. Thanks a lot.